I'm hoping this audio gonna turn out right, cause I did like one recording a while back and the audio was like, eh, sound like it was popping or whatever, but hopefully this works, cause if it doesn't, then y'all just gonna get it. Y'all already know how I am with my audio has to be clean, but I need grace sometimes. Sometimes I'm on the fly and I wanna just record something. And sometimes I'm in an environment where I feel like the message is more important than the sound of things. So this is one of those cases where I'm going to need grace. And what's funny about all this is I'm here to talk about grace. All right. Clear Visions Podcast, Mr. Al Pete. Let's get to it. Let's go. Let's go. What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions Podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear?
All right, hold on. Where the fluffy's at? All right. I got the fluffy action going on, so hopefully it doesn't do any popping and all of the things. Yeah. Mr. LP, Clear Visions Podcast. Thank y'all so much for hitting play. It is April 3rd? Yeah, April 3rd, 2024. And yeah, it looked like it's about to storm in the lovely city of Jacksonville, Florida. Matter of fact, in the lovely city of Duval County. You know, we don't call Jacksonville. We call Jacksonville Duval County. But yeah, thank y'all for hitting play. So I'm on the ride to work and just wanted to have a conversation with y'all. You know, just a surface conversation. But I want to talk about grace and mercy. I feel like a lot of people, you know, this is me talking, all right? This is no type of formality. Clear Visions is not that formality type of podcast. You can catch that on the mother shows that I be producing or that I'm on. So we're just going to be talking. We as people, as quote-unquote humanitarians, we are always quick to shame someone, put somebody down, or point out all the wrongs and everything that that person is doing. And I'm going to say there is a high percentage. It's got to be a high percentage. Has to be a high percentage. Even if it's half, that's still enough to give grace. But I'm going to say it's more than half. So let's just say, on a low end, let's just say 70% of what people do are good, and the 30% is bad. We as humanitarians, directly or indirectly, will focus on that 30% to the T. And we don't evaluate why that 30% exists. Which I think that's a whole another problem, but that's a stem in the surface of what we're talking about. And when we analyze the 30% that is quote unquote wrong, indifferent, unmerciful, whatever you know, take it to church. We don't analyze that 30% to see why that 30% even exists. And I'm going to go even further and say that 30% exists probably because of just dealing with life shit. Like dealing with life stuff. So when you're dealing with life stuff, because life be lifing, as all of us say, life be lifing. Sometimes it's difficult to jump, you know, to pivot or to jump to the boogie when the boogieing gets the boogieing too hard. AKA when life comes at your face, sometimes you are not in position to even fix it. You have to just kind of just go through it. So with that being said, when people go through that, you have to have grace and mercy upon the person. We can't just keep knocking people down, shaming people down, and not understanding why the quote unquote 30% in my example, why that 30% exists. We have to have grace. We have to have mercy. If you want to go into the judicial language of it, you know, it's innocent until proven guilty. And I'm sure all of us have been in the courts, whether it's for, a speeding ticket or child support or, you know, whatever crime that, you know, I don't want to like seem like I'm supporting, but I'm not. But when we go in court, regardless if when you're in there, they have to prove that you are guilty of the situation. So they have to give you the opportunity to talk and this and the third. Now, I'm not going to go deep into the fact of how the judicial system be, you know, against certain genders, certain races, all that stuff. We talking on the surface now. But when you go in court, regardless if you feel like you did something right or wrong, you can't get convicted until they prove that you're guilty, right? So I want y'all to think about that when it comes to this grace and to this mercy. Like, instead of like immediately being like, oh, I knew that he was a so-and-so. I knew he was a crook. This, that, third, blah, 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 blah. Like, we still have to be humanity, be on a humanitarian tip and really give people the grace and the mercy for whatever to prove that they are right or they wrong. It's been plenty of situations where I know, in my example, I come from a lot of situations where people just simply don't know. So instead of me judging them and being like, I feel like you should know, I have to educate these people in my position that I'm in. I have to educate these people on why to do this, how to do this, what is the reason for doing this, et cetera, et cetera. Especially when we're talking about adults. You have to find a way to teach adults why they should learn a certain thing or why should they do something outside of what their normal task is. So with that, you have to give like the grace and mercy. You have to give grace and mercy. I would go as far as to say, and I might have mentioned it before, if I did, forgive me, but that quote unquote 30%, I guarantee you, is not as big as we make it to be. Somebody's mindset might be set on one thing, like, you know, and I've had to learn, like, you know, I've been on a hustler tip. Like, I still feel like I'm just hustling. And I'm really trying to get out of that mode and, like, strategically hustle instead of just, like, out of necessity hustle. So, you know, a couple years ago, I just realized, like, yeah, I reached a point in my life where I was like, you know, this is, I understand now why people don't think about certain things or don't know how to like comprehend certain things or don't know how to use a certain form of methods and all that stuff to come to a conclusion or using critical thinking or using forward thinking or using all that stuff. Because people got life going on. Simply got life going on. Like, you know, single mom, single father, got a kid or two. They just making sure that the kid get through the day. They trying to make sure that they get through the day. So the day looks like getting the kids food, making sure they go to school. You get to work on time. You do the work so you can keep the job to take care of the kids that you got to pick up and pay for a extended day for. Come home, do homework, all that other stuff. Anything else outside of that is irrelevant to these people. And you have to find a really good way to persuade them to do something like start another business on the side. Like the single mother or father can be a very good cook and like know how to cook a bulk of food. But maybe they can get a little bit more extra work and at the same time find some pleasure in what they're doing and really grow from their talents by, you know, hey, do a catering service. Get with somebody that understands the business, this, that, and the third. And we have to have that grace and mercy to those people because these people don't think about this till this, I mean, you know, throughout the day. They're like, I'm gonna cook for my kids. You know, they probably got a girlfriend or boyfriend that they date, and they trying to spoo. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, too, like, you just need a break from life. On Saturdays and Sundays, you know, the kids might go to the other parent. So you got free time to be with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or got time to, you know, to do nothing. Watch movies, catch up on stuff. It's that third, like, take these 2 days and relax. Like, we have to give people grace and mercy on that. And so when we go to them and be like, hey, what do you think about doing this? We have to give them the time to, like, really understand that they can really expand on something that they got good going on. But it takes grace and mercy. We can't come and be like, oh, you watch Chef So-and-so on TV all the time. You should just be doing this and a third, or you should know this because you're at a certain level or you're at a certain age. And listen, people don't live life like crazy. Like, you know, people go to school, be out of school for a minute. They got to get acclimated back to school. You can't expect for them to be like, oh, they should know this because you think that, oh, well, they're in the grad program or the PhD program. Like, we have to have that grace and mercy. That's another example of that. But again, we just have to have that grace and that mercy. We can't sit here and focus on the bad all the time. We have to have grace and mercy. Now, some situations don't need to have grace and mercy. But some of the situations I've seen, and some, you know, of course, online and getting around people, we are very hard on each other. And that is not going to progress anybody to do anything. And even that, being, you know, shaming people and putting people down because they just don't have the capacity to do this, or they just don't have the resources to do that, is unfair. So we have to learn to give grace and mercy, okay? Three quick points that I'll say. Actually, we'll go to a song, and then when we come back, I'll get three quick spitball points. All right, Cliff Visions, Mr. Allen.
Sitting on cloud nine, but it's really my couch. Pierre Jean raised the original ones, not the ones they get for 500 to dress up their house. I'm single boy, no girl or no spouse. Crib be quiet as a mouse, don't smoke, but I can make it loud. With the push of a text, I'm texting your she exit your to push up and get hit. I need to tone it down. The neighbors complaining, the HOA saying, I'm saying, I don't know what they saying, I'm never in town. Don't disrespect my intellect, my GLS be at the intersection when we intersect. She look like she innocent, I'ma change it in a sec. Ballin' for they till I come and intercept. Now they ballin' for they Devin Booker with the tears, cotton flower jeans to show you the spring in the air. Yeah, we see you sitting there, but your name ain't on the chair. We don't care, yeah. I put my cheddar where my mouth is, just to keep my mouth in. Thought the green would get respect, but all I got was grouches. Getting grumpy cause they can't relate. It's funny how they use the energy for winning on the hate, but when they see my click, they turn to mouses. I'll show you how my clout hit every time your doubt hit, and realize the in which they really do amount hit. The mother fan, cause I could never be the one trying to ball for these. Devin Booker with the tears, cotton flower jeans to show you the spring in the air. Yeah, we see you sitting there, but your name ain't on this chair. We don't care.
Sitting on your whole year, but it's really my couch. Pierre Paulin, this the original one. Cost 50 bands all in just to put in my house. The replica like 15, you could check the amount. If we ain't talking money, IDK, what we talking about? Fly, the house came with wings. They ain't laughing at your dreams, then you got a dream bigger. I seen talking down when I was down, now I'm up. Caught the 9-11 just to tell these my dust. Keep a heated tuck for sneaking up, he think he tough. If he try my hand, then I'ma call his bluff. No, I don't believe in luck. Try to slide me out, I wipe his nose like it was stuffed. The jig is up. I'm the big dog, you just a little pup. What? I'm back outside, never been one to hide. Street said unique, mine to die, but Joey still alive. I'm done playing games with you. Ain't letting nothing slide. What's the vibe?
I could never be the one trying to ball for these. Devin Booker with the tears, cotton flower jeans to show you the spring in the air. Yeah, we seen him sitting there, scratch his name up off the chair. We don't care. Yeah.
All right, Cliff Visions Podcast. I am nearing my employment. If you listen this far, thank you so much. Hopefully you get, you know, what I'm saying. Hopefully it resonates with somebody out there. I hate using that word resonate for obvious reasons, but yeah. Three quick points. Let's see if I can spit these out real quick. When it comes to grace and mercy, I mean, number one, just take yourself out of your shoes and think about what others could possibly be going through. I know for me, a lot of people think that I'm just doing well and fine on my, you know, in my life, but and a lot of people base that shit off social media, and I'm here to tell you, no, not saying I'm in a bad situation. I'm not at all, but I mean, shit, I ain't around here with the glorious life like crazy. Like, I'm working through a lot of professional things, really. Not even necessarily the personal stuff. It's really the professional stuff that I'm dealing with. And I'm really trying to find my way in that professional thing. And it's been hard, goddammit. Excuse the French. I know I've been saying a lot of French words throughout the whole thing. But it's and I hate saying hard. Matter of fact, I'll change that mindset. It's difficult. It is extremely difficult. And some days it feels like that it's not going to work. And I might need to go back in corporate America and sit at somebody's job and peck on a keyboard. And I don't want to do that. So it's been difficult. So yes, online, y'all might think I'm living a glorious life. But, you know, on my professional tip, I'm like trying to find ways to make things better for my community. All this other stuff. And that's another thing, too. Dealing with the community aspect of it, that makes it 10 times difficult because you're dealing with people. So I have to give a lot of grace when it comes to certain situations because people want to be leaders. You want to advance these people and help them grow. But, excuse me, but, you know, they need time. They need to understand it. Even with me, people telling me, oh, you're a leader, but I'm like doing quote-unquote leader stuff, but it's not adding up or whatever. So, you know, take yourself out of your shoes and think about what other people are going through. Like, if you just think about the things that I had to deal with, everybody say I'm this community leader and I'm this great DJ, this, that, and the third. Think about all the stuff that comes with. So take yourself out of your shoes and your thoughts and whatever you think is supposed to be and think about what somebody else is thinking. Number two, let's see. You know, people say business is business, but you have to, everything consists of a caring and empathy element. Like, you have to take it, or not even, if caring and empathy is a kryptonite for you capitalist ass people out here, we'll just say take it to consideration. Now, when you take it to consideration of things, you're implementing care and empathy, how, you know, whatever way you look at it. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, no way around it. So when you're taking things into consideration, that's being graceful and that's being merciful. All right? So take into consideration will be a term that these capitalist business people would use. Take into consideration. Unless the situation is just like this dire thing where you cannot accept it, you should be giving grace and mercy, especially people that sell products or sell a service. You should definitely have mercy for your clientele. Now, I ain't saying, you know, the product $10 and you're supposed to charge $6. No, but understand, do the knowledge, do the data on your people and understand what they are. I mean, real quick example, for me, you know, when it comes to DJing, it's not, and I don't look at it as lowering your value at all. I don't look at it as lowering your value. I just look at it like, okay, well, if I'm around a bunch of people that make $50,000 a year and these people want to get married, this, that, and the third, why are you trying to charge $5,000 for these people? Unless you're putting them on a major payment plan and you got an elephant that's going to come, that's going to help you DJ. There's really no reason for you to be charging all that amount of money. Of course, that's just a, like I said, a centered structure standpoint. I mean, of course, it fluctuates when you add other elements to it, but that's just a quick example that I have. So take into consideration. All right. And the last thing is, listen, it's all about just being a great person and really understanding where people are, where they are in life. And I'm not saying you should stop the world or stop life because this person right here just don't know how to do this, then the third. But if you see a person making the massive effort, and you can you can look at people and be like, this person has potential. Give them grace. Give them mercy. Like, godly, it's not hard to give people grace and mercy. Like, you know, you know what? Empowering people really helps people. Like, really giving them the autonomy and the ability to, like, quote unquote, make mistakes or not know what this is. Like, you know how many people walk around this earth right now and act like they know what the answer is and they really don't? And that really messes up a whole situation. It's okay to, you know, ask questions or let people ask questions and be in the positions that they are. You know what I'm saying? So people will be more prone to grow when they have the autonomy and the ability to, like, experiment. And again, y'all gonna hear me say this quote again, reward experimentation. Reward experimentation. Matter of fact, let's make that point three. Reward experimentation. And if you see the person, like, really trying to learn and really wants to learn and making all the efforts, you should be able to give a little bit of grace. Whether that means sit down with them and let them know what the deal is with stuff, or walk them through it, educate them, just really understand that, hey, my brother was in a situation before and he was not given any grace. So, you know, I'm going to extend this grace to somebody else. And blessings are great. That's a bonus right there. You know, being merciful and being graceful, it's all about blessings, man. You give blessings to people, you get them blessings back. And that's what I got. Thank y'all so much for listening. I am about to park. I hope y'all enjoy y'all day whenever y'all listen to this. Be good to others. Be good to yourselves. MrAlPete.com, Mr. AlPete everywhere, MPN Management everywhere, MPN-LC.com, all the great stuff. Love y'all. Be good. I'm out.
Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, MPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming to the top. We'll